One day, after 14 years of marriage, he announced his desire to marry another, just when I was beginning to believe that good things can last. Yes, I was crushed. But time passes, and I lived on. I could feel my life changing, and a numerologist one spring confirmed it by telling me that in the fall, a small event would occur that would change my life. It was so small that I didn't notice it till several months later. Quite by chance, I had gone to a meeting at the Church of Religious Science in New York City. While their message was new to me, something within me said, pay attention, and so I did. I not only went to the Sunday services, but I began to take their weekly classes. The beauty and fashion world was losing its interest for me. How many years could I remain concerned with my waist measurement or the shape of my eyebrows? From a high school dropout who never studied anything, I now became an avaricious student, devouring everything I could lay my hands on that pertained to metaphysics and healing. The Church of Religious Science became a new home for me. Even though most of my life was going on as usual, this new course of study began to take up more and more of my time. And the next thing I knew, it was 3 years later, and I was eligible to apply to become one of the church's licensed practitioners. And that's where I began, as a church counselor many years ago. It was a small beginning. During this time, I became a transcendental meditator. My church was not giving the ministerial training program for another year, so I decided to do something special for myself. I went to college, MIU, Maharishi's International University in Fairfield, Iowa. It was the perfect place for me at that time. In the freshman year, every Monday morning, we began a new subject, things I had only heard of, such as biology and chemistry, even the theory of relativity. And every Saturday morning, there was a test, Sunday was free, and Monday morning, we began anew. There were none of the distractions so typical of my life in New York City. After dinner, we all went to our rooms to study. I was the oldest kid on campus and loved every moment of it. No smoking, drinking, or drugs were allowed, and we meditated 4 times a day. The day I left, I thought I would collapse from the cigarette smoke in the airport. Back in New York, I resumed my life. I took the ministerial training program. I became very active in the church and in its social activities. I began speaking at their noon meetings and seeing clients. And this quickly blossomed into a full-time career. Out of the work I was doing, I was inspired to put together the little book, Heal Your Body, which began as a simple list of metaphysical causations for physical illnesses in the body. I began to lecture and travel and hold small classes. Then one day, I was diagnosed as having cancer. With my background of being raped at 5, and having been a battered child, it was no wonder I manifested cancer in the vaginal area. Like anyone else who has just been told they have cancer, I went into total panic. Yet because of all my work with clients, I knew that mental healing worked, and here I was being given a chance to prove it to myself. After all, I had written the book on mental patterns, and I knew cancer is a disease of deep resentment that has been held for a long time until it literally eats away at the body. I had been refusing to be willing to dissolve all the anger and resentment at them over my childhood. There was no time to waste. I had a lot of work to do. The word incurable, which is so frightening to so many people, means to me that this particular condition cannot be cured by any outer means, and that we must go within to find the cure. If I had an operation to get rid of the cancer and did not clear the mental pattern that created it, then the doctors would just keep cutting Louise until there was no more Louise to cut, and I didn't like that idea. If I had the operation to remove the cancerous growth, and also cleared the mental pattern that was causing the cancer, then it would not return. If cancer or any other illness returns, I do not believe it is because the doctors did not get it all out, but rather that the patient has made no mental changes. They just recreate the same illness, perhaps in a different part of the body.